Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's talk things more exciting. And that is Ambassador Eli Belotechkovsky, Israeli ambassador to South Africa. Welcome. Welcome to the country. How are you?
Oh. Good morning.
And
thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us so early in the morning. I don't know how you agreed to this early slot. You should have negotiated better.
Probably I'm not that good as an ambassador.
Or you are very good as an ambassador. Either way, welcome to South Africa. It's not a simple gig at all, is it?
No, it's not a simple, but then, you know, for Israeli ambassadors, usually there are not many simple places. But it's indeed a challenge, but it's a beautiful country and it's great people. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it certainly will be. To some extent, South Africa is a little bit different to the rest of the world, or maybe it's changed in the rest of the world as well. Whereas in the past, or certainly other past Israeli ambassadors that I've spoken to initially came to South Africa thinking or saying, you know, I'm here purely for to represent Israel's interests, to represent the country here in South Africa. But the reality is that the South African Jewish community is very connected and feels very connected to Israel. It's a strongly supportive community, very staunchly Zionistic, and feels very much invested in the relationship between Israel and South Africa, in the success for Israel. Do you see this as being somewhat different in approach to the next couple of years here in South Africa?
Well, as you mentioned, and I entirely agree, from what I see here, the Jewish community is very strongly connected to Israel. It's very Zionist. They know exactly what's happening in Israel. They have very strong links. And I'm very happy to have it, because this is a huge asset for any Israeli investor that comes here. And it provides us tools to see how we can strengthen the relations between Israel and South Africa.
In terms of the reaction when you met the President Cyril Ramaphosa, were you surprised at what followed, or did you anticipate that?
Well, I was not surprised, frankly. That was something to be expected. But part of my mandate here, is, as I see it, is to try to have more positive voices, to see how we can improve the relations. And I really look forward to doing this.
What does success look like for you in terms of this posting?
Well, I think if Israel will be able to improve lives of average South Africans, if we will see Israeli technologies in water management, in agriculture, in healthcare, and cybersecurity, there are so many fields for cooperation. And I think that together, Israel and South Africa, and we can learn also a lot from South Africa. It's not a one way. I think we can also use technologies from here to Israel. I was just recently approached by some municipal council in Israel that they want to learn about wine producing. And they came to South Africa to do it. So there are a lot of fields in which we can work together.
Right. And we're certainly hearing a lot of, there's a tremendous amount of cooperation happening, as long as the, and in a way it's a bit sad because it does limit it, but as long as it isn't too visible. So that does make it obviously a little bit more of a challenge.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that visibility is the problem here or is the main problem. I think that we can do things together. I don't see a reason why not. Mm-hmm. And we have been we have an NGO, and it's quite known here in Israeli NGO that's been connecting entire villages. By now, yes, they have connected, yes, more than 200,000
unbelievable
people,
yeah,
in the Limpopo area. You know, it's a known fact. They are working on their on this. It's a very positive activity, and it's very important activity. It's really changing lives of hundreds of thousands of people. People know about it, and everybody is happy with it.
Yeah, and it really is changing lives. These types of projects change lives for the positive, and the more of these that can happen on the ground. Because the reality is, it's something that I always write about, is South Africans generally don't particularly care about conflicts thousands and thousands of kilometers away. What they care about is the quality of their lives and some of the suffering that they are enduring. A lot of it is just a diversion away from those issues so that people talk about other things and not focus on some of those. If we can see people's lives improving through these types of projects, I believe that will make the biggest difference. So well done to you, and good luck for your time here. I hope that this is the first of many conversations we'll have here on Chai FM with you, and we look forward to engagement as well as to all the exciting things that you'll hopefully achieve during your time here in South Africa.